Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle trade remains generally quiet, with feeders still holding on to elevated asking prices following the upward trend last week. Having packer bids midweek is impressive and points to positive market support through the end of the week. A few pins of cattle did sell in the south at about $105 yesterday, although the overall amount sold not enough to establish any kind of a trend. The fact that these prices are higher than last week's average, though, continues to spark some positive interest in the complex. The ability for packers to gain access to market-ready cattle for upcoming demand is offsetting current pressure in wholesale beef values, although cattle numbers are not expected to significantly tighten in the near future. Hog futures stabilized midweek, breaking away from the wild and erratic triple-digit moves earlier in the week, and this could indicate that market stability is becoming more focused on fundamental market moves, but with the weekly export sales report coming out this morning, this could quickly change by the presence or absence of sales to China in the report. Mixed wheat trade following the midweek sell-off, witnessing Minneapolis wheat close lower for the fifth straight session. If spring wheat futures close lower Thursday, that will mark six straight losing sessions, matching the streak from early September. As impressive as the September spring wheat rally was, 50% of that rally retraced over the past week, with the market seemingly acting as though it is comfortable with the current supply and quality situation in hard wheat. Corn prices are a tad weaker following through on Wednesday's weakness, but remaining well inside the previous day's range. In general, short and intermediate term trends remain up, while the longer term trend is down. Well, the soybean futures just barely lower, remaining inside yesterday's range, but retaining the recent strength this week. November soybeans should see support on setback attempts to the 896 to 904 area, which was former resistance turned new support. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 142 at 106.05. December up 80 cents, 110.62. October feeder cattle up 110, 142.07. November's up 150 at 141.67. October hogs down 35 cents, 62.20. Kansas City wheat, December down 5 and 3 quarters at 405 and 3 quarters. March was down 4 and a half cents, 419 and a half. Chicago wheat, December down 9 and 3 quarters at 489. March down 9 and a half, 496 and a quarter. December corn down 4 and 3 quarters at 387. And three quarters. March down 4 3/4 at 399 and three quarters. November soybeans down 5 3/4 at 913 and three quarters. January down 4 3/4 at 927 and three quarters. December cotton up 35 cents, 6133. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.